the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Edition of the Sports Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. How is everyone doing tonight? Hope everyone's having a fantastic evening on NBA, I guess NBA Eve? 2018 NBA Eve, I guess you want to say, as we have the regular season kicking off tomorrow. Got a lot to talk about tonight. Got a lot of college football upsets that we're going to go over. Also going to break down each team in the NBA, give you a little analysis on each one to get you ready for the NBA season. But first and foremost, let me give you the number that you guys can call into the show to be a part of it. 706-993-4606 is that number to call in. Again, that number is always 706-993-4606. That is your number to call in to be part of the show. Definitely be happy to have you on this Monday evening. Got NFL football going on right now. Got a good one going on between the Packers and 49ers. Last I checked, they were knotted up at 30. Let's check to see if that's still the case. Oh, yeah. Still the case. Tied up at 30. Y'all gonna let Devontae Adams just beat me in fantasy this week. Dang it. he beat me once again. I hope everyone's doing well. Captain Underpants is in the chat. How you doing, Captain Underpants? Hopefully we have Rage. Hopefully we have G joining us. Hopefully those guys will be with us tonight as well. Man, Captain Underpants, come on, dude. Oh, my goodness. Getting on Rage as always. All right, let's go ahead and get started with the scores. Get you up to date on everything going on. I believe we also have some baseball going down as well. But first, let's go over the top 25 college football scores. On Friday, October the 12th, we had South Florida defeat Tulsa. Number 23, South Florida defeat Tulsa 25-24. On Saturday, we had number 1 Alabama defeat Missouri 39-10. First upset, we had number 13 LSU defeat number 2 Georgia. Then number 2 Georgia 36-16. That was a shocker for a lot of folks. Number 3 Ohio State defeats Minnesota 30-14. Number 5, Notre Dame defeats Pittsburgh 19-14. Iowa State defeats number 6, West Virginia. Oh, wait a second. Hold on 1 second. Who we got?
James.
What's up, man?
What's going on, Will?
How you doing, my friend? Hold on 1 second. Let me see something's up. You hear me okay?
What you said that?
You hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yep.
Okay, wow. Let me see something. I don't have you on Skype audio, but I do have you the wrong audio. Hold on 1 second. Let's see here. Why is that? Real quick, as we broadcasting, just going down all the scores, Gene.
Okay.
Let's see. Bam. Wow. Wow. Okay. How was your week, man?
It was pretty good. I can't complain.
a lot of interesting stuff going on in the sport, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was just getting to the college football scores, going over all that. Again, it was a weird day on Saturday, man. We had a lot of upsets on Saturday in college football.
Oh, yeah. I think if there was, it was a lot of upsets, and there was also a lot of teams that surprised stronger teams. You know, I didn't think Minnesota would hang close to Ohio State as they did.
Yeah.
Especially for that first half. And then, you know, Florida and Vanderbilt. I didn't think Vanderbilt would come close to even, I thought Florida would beat them by 3 touchdowns or more.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot of close games. Tennessee beating up on Auburn.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so those games was, it was just a lot. It was Notre Dame Pitt, you know, they barely squeaked out of there with that win. You score a touchdown in the last quarter, and then that made the difference. Texas and Baylor, which that's probably going to be a close game because they both from the same vicinity pretty much. And, UCF and Memphis, that was another close one.
Yep, yep.
31-30, I thought UCF was a lot stronger, but Memphis obviously showed that those four wins, they actually pretty good wins. And then the biggest one, and I know you already discussed it, was LSU and Georgia.
Yep.
You know that quarterback. Yeah, you know he's an Ohio State guy, transferred over, got the starting job, and you know. Georgia's 6-1. LSU's 6-1.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think LSU had enough to beat Georgia, to be honest with you.
Right. Me neither. Me neither.
Nowhere near. Not like that.
Nope.
Not like that. Not like that.
Nope.
And then we have another one, which surprised me. Well, it was two more. Well, it was Michigan State and Penn State game, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Michigan State, you know, I thought Penn State would pretty much go in there. But one thing I can say about the Big Ten, once they get in league play, you know, some of those games are up in the air because, you know, they just know each other so well. You know, all the tape is there. They know the guys that previously been there. And, so some of them games surprise me, but they don't when it's like conference games like that. But
right.
The other one was West Virginia and Iowa State.
Yep, I was just going over that one. Iowa State beat them 30-14. That's not just an upset win. That's a beating.
Man, it's a beating because that coach is pretty good. The coach for Iowa State is pretty cool with a local high school here. Head coach that we have here is like one of his little projects, you know, type guy, and so I know he's brilliant. He understands football, but I thought he didn't have the athlete because most of those athletes at Iowa State are ones that either were good in high school and then they just dropped off the radar due to grades or an inch here, or you know, those type of athletes he has. So I knew he had decent athletes, but I thought West Virginia, with the quarterback situation and that receiver that they have, I thought, man, these guys are unstoppable in that game.
But yeah, then we had Oregon, number 17, Oregon defeat Washington, who was number 7 at the time, 30-27. We talked about it already. Michigan State defeats number 8 Penn State, 21-17. That's going to make that game coming up this week with Michigan a little bit more interesting. Texas did what they had to do. Number 9, Texas did what they had to do against Baylor, 20-17. Number 10, UCF defeats Memphis, 31-30 in a nail-biter. Number 12, Michigan defeats number 15, Wisconsin, 38-13. You brought it up earlier. Number 14, Florida defeat Vanderbilt, 37-27. Virginia defeats number 16, Miami, 16-13. Number 19, Colorado falls to Southern Cal, 31-20. Number 21, Auburn falls to Tennessee 30-24. And number 22, Texas A&M defeats South Carolina 26-23. And I think that LSU loss by Georgia dropped them down to 8th in the rankings.
You think it dropped them down? Yeah, I got to see what's in the AP poll or the coaches or the AP poll.
I think it was the AP poll that they dropped down to 8th. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I think, they were at what?
There were 2.
Man, that dropped them all the way down to 8?
I believe it dropped them all the way down to 8th on that loss. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, LSU jumps to number 5.
They've been playing some good football, man.
I think that was a good fit with Joe Burrow going there.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a more under-center quarterback. And, they didn't run that type of system in Columbus and Ohio State. They more no-huddle spread, read option type deal. So you got to be, you got to be super athletic and you got to be able to throw the ball pretty good. So he just, I don't think, and he was there for 4 years, 5 years,
mm-hmm.
whatever, never got the nod. I mean, he's behind JT Barrett and all those guys down there. So, but we liked this guy, Joe Burrow, because he was a good guy. Anytime you got to sit there, Will, and every time a new quarterback gets recruited there and he's got to sit behind him and he's just willing to stay, you know what I mean? Tells you a lot about him, and then he finally left and now he's starting. So I think that was motivation enough to keep LSU winning.
All right, before we go over some other news, and then we'll get into our NBA breakdown. Very quickly, I want to go to the NFL scores. We just got a final in. Packers defeat the 49ers 33-20. Devontae Adams is killing me in fantasy. Just killing me in fantasy once again. They got the big win tonight over against the 49ers. 49ers put up a hell of a fight. Marquise Goodwin looked very, very good tonight. He outruns that whole Packers defense on a 67-yard TD. I was in the contest. He played a very good game tonight. And I am very shocked. C.J. Beathard has been a pretty good quarterback since he's been thrust into the starting role for Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm very shocked that he is playing as well as he has been.
Who is that? C.J. Beathard?
Yeah.
Yeah, he don't want Colin Kaepernick to come back.
No, nope, sure don't. He is playing.
He's been solid. He got what? One win?
Mm hmm.
Where they at? They lost tonight. He's been ultra competitive. I put it like that.
Yeah.
I say he's been competitive. He still isn't that guy to probably get them over the hump, as far as, winning, but I think he lost 3 to Detroit, week 2. When did he come in? Week 3?
Yeah, well, I think it was week 3.
Yeah, Kansas City, I believe.
Yeah, it was Kansas City. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you look at the scores, they've only been beaten by, 10, 12? I mean, we didn't think he could put this many points in, and be effective as he is. I mean, they're losing some close. And most of them, like I said, a couple won by 1 point, then a couple by 9 or 10. He's doing okay, but he won't get them over the hump. He's just a fill-in. They have to really find a quarterback. I don't know who or if they want to try to make a move. They might try to stick with this kid, Will.
They just might.
Because what it turned into? Especially with San Francisco, it turns more into a Alex Smith situation when he got thrown in. He wasn't the greatest, when he first got there, but he learned how to play and
yep.
It paid off, and then he went to Kansas City. But them guys are still around. Well, I don't know where Alex is at now. I think where's he at? He was in Kansas City.
He's a Redskin now.
He's a Redskin. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. Yep.
Right now, we also in baseball have a final. The Brewers defeat the Dodgers in game 3, 4-0. I believe the Brewers take a 2-1 lead in that series right now. I was going for the Dodgers in this thing, but right now the Brewers are playing well also.
Once the Yankees and the Indians kind of left out of this pennant, man, I haven't been really paying close attention to it.
Right.
I really don't know. I think the only person I really can say on the Brewers is probably maybe Braun, you know.
Mm.
I mean, that's it, you know. Yeah, that's probably the only person. But like I said, I haven't really been paying too much attention to it since those two teams left. I think I'll get back to it probably in the World Series, those two teams. I can kind of monitor a little bit better.
Right. Again, we'll see what goes down in that series as well. All right, real quick, let's go over these NFL scores and get any thoughts you may have. There's also some news I wanted to get to before we go into our NBA breakdown. NFL scores, week 6, Thursday night, the Eagles destroyed the Giants 34-13 to get back right. That was their little get back right game for those guys. Eagles played really well. Giants, Eli, dude. You gotta go. You gotta go.
I think it's because it's one thing especially with Eli, after all the success he's had, we starting to see him diminish a little bit. But we seeing this offensive line is horrible, and he just isn't the quarterback that could play behind a line that's bad. He needs a really great line to be effective at this point. And I think what's name bailed him out a lot, Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, he played a really good game.
Yeah, he played a really good game. He's had some really good games. I think he's maybe had one or two where it wasn't that great, but he's been bailing this guy out. I knew something was up. I was watching it when they were probably at the 3-yard line, and he fumbled the ball right in front of the goal line, and he just looked it so old. And, like, he couldn't. I'm like, Eli.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, dude, get the ball out of your hand, you know? But you got to remember, who's there? Odell Beckham? He's probably the best player.
Odell Beckham Jr., yep.
Yeah, he's probably the best player, and he can't get the ball. And it said a lot when he left it with, 2 seconds left on the clock. They're lining up, and he's in the locker room. So it says a lot about what's going on. But remember when we talked about, Will, a few podcasts ago about how they let him go or they benched him and turned around to fire the GM and get him back in. So that guy who got fired seen this a long time ago.
Yeah. You talking about Tom Coughlin?
Well, Tom Coughlin was the head coach, the GM. Because remember, they benched him. They benched him, and I think Tom Coughlin was okay with the benching.
Yeah.
And then they ended up firing the GM or player personnel guy. They ended up firing him to get him back in the start lineup.
Okay, I remember now. I remember when they benched him. I remember when they did that. And they benched him for a game, which killed his streak. And then the following week, he was inserted back into the lineup. I remember.
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
Yep.
Eli has got to go. He has got to go. I'll tell you somebody else who may have to go. And he actually got fired today, as a matter of fact. The defensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he got fired today. They ended up losing to the Falcons 34-29. And the thing that kind of perturbed me about that a little bit is my resident Buccaneers fan said he was okay a week ago, but now you decide to fire him. So I thought that was kind of interesting. you could have fired him last week and moved on from him, but you gave him one more week, so it is what it is. But the one positive note, yeah, the defense played bad, but the one positive note, Jameis Winston played well.
Yeah, I think, and almost think he had to play well, just because of, you know, the situation with the backup quarterback coming in, and then with all the speculation, would he be coming back as the starter? The trade talks that took place. The thing with Jameis is he's on a short leash. And I think we all know that.
Oh yeah.
And so, but him playing well, I mean, it's not surprising. I think he knew he had to do that. Because to be honest with you, he's not a bad quarterback. He's actually a pretty safe quarterback. You know what I mean? He doesn't turn the ball over a lot. He, you know, and he's a leader. He's vocal. And that makes a difference. And but I think he'll be definitely on the trading block or mentioned in some kind of maneuver, them getting the quarterback in there and then making it a competition.
Okay. But,
you know, I don't see him being a Tampa Bay too much longer.
Like I say, Mike Smith was fired because of the results of that game. But keep in mind, if you look at the injuries on that team, even throughout that game, they had some injuries in the game that affected how potent that defense could have been. So, you know. But either way, I think Mike Smith eventually will bounce back on his feet. In a head coach capacity, he wasn't, to me, all that. But as a defense coordinator, if you put some talent around him, I think he'll be okay. And I don't think he had a lot of talent around him in Tampa Bay. So we'll see what he does on his next team. But I think he will get picked up by someone. Steelers defeat the Bengals 28-21. James Conner proves that, once again, they don't need Le'Veon Bell to win. And Le'Veon Bell was in the news this week, too. It has been rumored and reported that he will not report to the team this week. As previously mentioned, that he will be back during the team's bye. Do you think that, and I know his days are over as a Steeler, but do you think we'll see Le'Veon Bell this year any at all?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he'll be back. I think this is the week he has. What is this week? Yeah, this is the week that he has that he needs to be back there, and he has till week 10 before he starts messing with his compensation. I think so. I think he took a couple of weeks to probably clear some things up. We know Le'Veon is quite the cannabis lover. So hopefully he can clear that up, because what I'm seeing in James Conner is he's not a four down back. I think he can carry the load. I love him in the red zone. I love him when they need him, but he's not no Le'Veon Bell, and that's just the bottom line. And that changes defenses with Le'Veon, you know, the way they're going to
defend. We brought the Infiniti QX50 and its revolutionary hopefully technology to Germany to see what the locals think.
Hopefully they will get something in place, because, you know, I think he needs to be back. And I think with them winning this weekend, especially over division rival Cincinnati, I think Cincinnati was like, 5-1? So coming from beating them, it may make him, you know, shake him up a little bit, because look at Antonio Brown. Now we're starting to see the Antonio Brown that we used to see.
Right.
So hopefully he just gets locked in and come on back. And not for my sake, because, primarily I'm not a Steelers fan, and I think that they just need him, because I think it's making Ben work a little bit too much. And Ben probably came in with the expectations of having Le'Veon Bell. But they ended up with Conner. And even if, you know, Le'Veon don't come back, I don't think he's – I honestly think he wouldn't screw himself out of his money. I just honestly think that. And, you know, his teeth were probably in his ear, and he'll get back there. And I think he'll be good for them.
Think of something very, very quickly. All right. In the meanwhile, Stephen A. Smith has sort of kind of been on Marvin Lewis about people asking him, are the Bengals a contender in the AFC? And he's saying no one should be talking about the Bengals until they win a playoff game. And I do agree that Bengals defense is suspect, to say the least. However, I do love Joe Mixon. I do love A.J. Green over there. Andy Dalton's okay. They lose to the Chargers this week, 38-14. Melvin Gordon just dominates with 3 touchdowns. I'm sorry. I lost train of thought. But the Bengals are, to me, offensively are fine. But defensively, I just think that that's their issue there. As I mentioned before, the Chargers defeat the Browns 38-14. Seahawks beat the Raiders 27-3. Dolphins defeat the Bears 31-28. Vikings defeat the Cardinals 27-17. Jets beat the Colts 42-34. Doom's Redskins defeat the Panthers 23-17. Texans beat the Bills 20-13. Rams remain the league's only undefeated team. They beat the Broncos 23-20. Cowboys with a stunning win, 40-7 over the Jags. Jazz got some issues. Blake Bortles is trash. And Blake Bortles is this straight trash. And this straight trash. And the defense, man, oh my gosh, that vaunted defense. Saxonville, the vaunted defense. They were terrible. Jalen Ramsey didn't even try to stop a lot of passes back there in the defensive secondary. Let one guy just run into the end zone unabated. That Jags defense, boy, front runners. And I got them on a lot of my other fantasy teams now doing better than the Rant team. The Rant team sucks. And but it's oh my goodness. The Ravens defeat the Titans 21-0. That's my Saints opponent for next week, so hopefully we can get that win there. The Ravens defense is playing very well. And in a Sunday night football shootout, the Patriots defeat the Chiefs 43-40. And in that game we had Tyreek Hill, a fan, throws beer in his face.
He's arrested, and which was bad. You know, anytime you're throwing objects on the players, you know, it's good that he got probably arrested. But back to the game. That was definitely a shootout. I thought, you know, what we've seen out of Patrick Mahomes was playing against a superior team.
Yep.
And the Patriots aren't, and what I mean by superior, I meant as far as just being schemed again. You know, you got Bill Belichick over there. You got, you know, McDaniels over there. So he ran up against some caliber coaches and some, and back to scheme, because this ain't the same New England team as it was 5 years ago or 4 years ago, but they have a system and it works for them. And Mahomes, he just couldn't get his feet set. I mean, he probably overthrew what, maybe 8-9 passes.
Mm-hmm.
He missed some intermediate passes that were like right in front of him, maybe 8 yards or so. He missed those, but. If it's any indication that this guy is the next big thing, he showed it last night.
Yeah.
Because he didn't curve. You know, he threw for almost 400 yards. He threw the ball 36 times. You know, 4 TDs. You know, he turned it over twice. But if it's any indication that this guy can handle pressure, last night's show, he's going to be a top guy in the league.
I think the first quarter sort of kind of got away from him a little bit, but once he settled mm-hmm. down and got into the rhythm of the game, you saw exactly what he can do. To me, they're missing some of the guys on defense. When Justin Houston comes back, when Barry comes back, that's going to strengthen that defense, and that sort of kind of makes you think that, hey, in a rematch, Kansas City can take it. Versus when you look at the Patriots, mm-hmm. and you're looking at them, and you say, well, gee, our defense has been suspect all year. You know, they gave up 40 points, had to get 43 on a busted play mm-hmm. to get the victory. So mm-hmm. if you're a KC fan, you feel good because even though you lost the battle, you feel that later on down the line, as you get your troops back, you can definitely win the war. And you know, we didn't really see a whole lot of, I don't know, because when you look at that last play. Mm-hmm. The play on Brady, when he decides not to take him down, mm-hmm. you didn't really see a lot of pass rush from Kansas City. And then when you did get to him, as he stated in his interview, post-game interview, he was thinking about the penalty, about tackling Brady. And if it was me, he would have got tackled. He would have got tackled. Well, I thought the ball was gone or not. He would have got mm-hmm. a tackle. If I would have got penalized for it, I just would have got penalized for it. You know? All right, we got another call on the line. Who we got on the line with us tonight?
Man, let me tell you something.
What's up, man?
All these New England Patriots fans better get ready because they're about one season or maybe two away from, it may be worse than mediocrity. It may be worse than 8-8. Because, boy, look here. If you ain't got on Patriot color glasses, you better have your eyes open.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They giving up 40 points, and mm-hmm. they getting beat by Blake Bortles. And, man, I don't know what they're going to do after Tom Brady leaves. It's going to be another 20 years before they be good again.
Blake Bortles.
We'll probably be old.
Go ahead.
You said about?
I'm about to say Blake Bortles.
No, I was just going to say. Go ahead.
I'm about to say Blake Bortles is trash, man. He trash, man. Straight trash.
He beat Tom Brady, though.
He did beat Brady. That is true. That's true. He beat Brady.
So, the same people that was basking in the Blake Bortles, you know, sunlight after they beat New England. Now he trash all of a sudden. Really?
What?
Really?
When you look at him against the Cowboys, when you looked at him the game before, missing passes, underthrowing, overthrowing, throwing out of bounds.
Went out against Kansas City?
That was his KC. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, is what it, listen, you can't be jumping on the man when you beat Tom Brady, then when you get look bad against Kansas City and Dallas. But let's just say them defenses are better than New England. New England's defense
is terrible.
So I don't know what been happening. But they don't want to see Kansas City no more. If I was New England.
Yeah.
I don't want no problem. When Tyreek Hill can catch a ball, stop, and still score 75 yards, you don't want no problems, man.
Oh, yeah. Because like I said earlier, you know, you got guys coming back. You got Houston coming back. You got Barry coming back for KC. So if you're going to make an excuse and feel good as a KC fan, that's it. You have troops coming back. Versus you dealing with New England, you know, for the most part, everybody's healthy.
The thing about New England now,
Go ahead. Okay, Gene, are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me well?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Tony C, are you there? Tony C? Tony C? Okay. You there, Gene? Gene, you there? Hold on here. We got some technical difficulties. Give me 1 second, guys. I'm going to go in here and make some changes really quick to get everybody back. Let me see here. Now, let me see if I can get people back. Gene, are you there? See if I can get Gene back real quick.
Okay, Will.
Okay, you there. Okay, let me see here. I got one more guy. I need to see if I can get back on real quickly. Did I just say real quickly?
Can you hear me, Will?
Yep, I got you. Okay, I got everybody back. Okay. There we go. Everybody dropped out on, but I got y'all back.
Okay.
But you were talking about Blake Bortles and how we shouldn't be calling him trash.
No, he beat Tom Brady, man.
He did beat Brady. That is true. That is true. He did
beat Brady. I ain't quit disrespecting. The greatest this is Blake Bortles.
Man. All right. Tony Sid, and I appreciate you calling in. We got Gene with us, got myself. This is our NBA preview show, so I definitely want to go over these teams.
Do you got a preview to NBA, man?
Yeah, we're going to, you know, tomorrow start the season.
I understand that. But if this is a video game, I just simulate it all the way through.
You just simulate all the way through it?
Simulate all the way through, bro. Because you already know you're going to win the title.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Really, man. Barring a catastrophic injury. Come on, man. Be a realist about this thing.
I'm gonna make a case. I'm gonna make a case for Boston.
For who?
I'm gonna make a case for Boston, and here's why. Here's why I think Boston can give him some trouble. But if you look at the team overall, they have size on the perimeter, and you can't also. With Boston, Steph Curry can't hide. He's got to play somebody. So I think if anybody in the East can give Golden State a run for their money, I think it would be Boston.
You're not going to throw Gordon Hayward in the post?
No, but when you look at Gordon Hayward, somebody's got to come out and defend him. Somebody got to come out and defend Jalen.
You put Steph on him.
You put Steph on Hayward.
Yep.
But then you got to defend Jason Tatum. Al Horford with his play.
KD can do that, and Draymond gonna lock them up, man.
I'm telling you, man.
Let's be real about this, man. Come on, man.
I'm just saying a run for their money between what they have and their starting five, because you starting Kyrie, you starting.
They only about two games.
Because you're starting Kyrie, you're starting Jaylen Brown, you're starting Gordon Hayward, you're starting Jason Tatum, you're starting Al Horford. But then when you look at your reserves and Baines, Rozier, and Smart.
Wait a minute, hold on. So, Jason Tatum going to play the four?
You can put him at the three or you can play him at the four.
I don't think Jaylen Brown started. It's going to be Hayward at the two, Tatum at the three. Don't they still got that Morris boy? They'll play him at the four. And Horford at the five.
Only reason why I like Brown a little bit, because he's a versatile talent on both ends. That's why I like him a little bit better. That's why I like him a little bit better. But he can defend, and his mid range game is decent. So
defend who? Defend who though?
He can,
you playing against the Warriors? You saying that like who?
I think he can do a decent job. I'm not saying he's going to be a world beater, but I think he can do a decent job on Klay Thompson.
Klay ain't going to be number one him all night. And if you ain't used to chasing nobody for 40 minutes plus, but I'm just telling you like this. Boston don't want no problems right now. The best hope for everybody in the NBA is Kevin Durant. So, man, I'm gone. And they break that thing up like the Beatles.
If they stay together.
But that should be just unreal.
I think the one thing, too, that's going to be, and Gene, I want you to chime in here. I think the one thing, too, with Boston that's going to be a problem. It may be a good problem, but a problem nonetheless is going to be minutes. Because when you go that deep, everybody's going to want minutes. And everybody can't get minutes.
Where at?
You know, everybody can't get minutes in that scenario.
And what scenario, Will?
As far as getting playing time, I think that's going to be their biggest challenge is giving everybody playing time.
Yeah, what team?
Boston.
Well, if you look at the way the team structured, most of those guys that were playing towards the end of the season after Kyrie obviously went down and Gordon went down. They were all bench players. I think you do a good job of extending the bench. I mean, you got Rozier coming in behind Kyrie. You got Tatum.
You got Jason Tatum there.
Yeah, you got Jason Tatum there. You got you got pieces to extend the bench is what I'm saying. When you add Kyrie and Gordon back to this lineup, I think their coach is good enough to make it work. And I'm telling you right now, and they will be the best matchup for Golden State.
I think so too. I really think they would be. I want to get into another team real quick that might give Golden State a run. Tony C don't think so. No. Tony C,
what? What, Tony?
Bruh, see, they done ran your brother LA and you still ain't learned yet.
But I want to talk about
y'all them sticking on the lawnmower type people.
But I want to talk about
stick
another.
Stick your hand up under the lawnmower blade. I'm telling you, the blade, no, it ain't sharp. Okay.
But I want to talk about another team too over in the East that's going to be a contender over there, and that's those 76ers. You got Ben Simmons, you got JJ Redick, Robert Covington. You got Saric, and you have Joel Embiid all coming back. Your key reserves and Chandler, Fultz, and Masula, all those guys coming back. You guys think the 76ers can go to the finals and contend with the Warriors? Tony C, we know you don't think so.
I ain't saying nothing. I'm sure I'm going to say about the NBA season.
Oh, my goodness. Tony C, man, don't do that, man.
I'm just kidding 100. I learned my lesson last year.
I mean, I'm just thinking that Boston and Philly.
No, that first year, I'm sorry.
I just think Boston and Philly would do it because those are two defensive-minded clubs with size, and that's the one thing that bothers Golden State is teams with size. And I think that those are the best two teams in the East that could give the Warriors some trouble. We'll talk about the West in a minute, but I think those two are the best team that can give the Warriors rough of their money because their size, Simmons, Covington, Saric, LB, all.
I'm gonna ask you one question and one question only. If you leave Ben Simmons open, can he hit a three?
Yeah. That's his weakness. Because when he was doing those runs, he was doing those runs over in California, those Rico Hines runs over in Cali, he looked good. But the one thing you didn't see, you didn't really see him taking those jumpers like that. You saw him in transition. You saw him driving to the hoop. We all know he can do that. But in those Rico Hines runs, he wasn't really shooting the basketball. And that's one thing that I wanted to definitely see from him. Wait, what do you think about the 76ers, Gene?
Probably the next best team in the East. You know, you got Ben Simmons, and you got all the pieces. Yep, they got all the pieces to be able to compete. Who?
Markelle Fultz.
Markelle Fultz can't.
Yeah, Markelle Fultz. He can't shoot. He's a bona fide scorer, and I don't know how they're gonna work that out because you know he was injured most of the time last year, so. Him coming back and getting the headline.
Tomorrow night.
Huh?
He's starting tomorrow night.
Yep.
You said he's starting. Yeah, he'll start tomorrow night. I just don't know how effective he's going to be. Markelle Fultz is a bona fide scorer. That's all he does for me. I mean, I don't know. I watched him in college a little bit.
But
and I don't know if he can run the one. You know, I think Ben does a real good job of bringing the ball up and making great passes and making great basketball plays.
So now they got two players on the court that can't shoot.
Who? Markelle?
Markelle
and Ben
Simmons.
I'm totally with you. I'm really not a big fan of Markelle Fultz. I thought he went too high in the draft. He didn't show me nothing. He's a bona fide scorer, but he doesn't do anything else. And he scores most of his points at the basket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, Tony.
And no disrespect to Ben, but I thought the team looked better when Reddick was running the one.
Mm-hmm.
Man, in the seven game series, all the teams do. If you can't shoot, they put the LeBron defense on. Pack the lane. That's what Golden State do. Load up in the lane and make you shoot. And if you can't shoot, you're not going to beat them. You're not going to even be close to them. And that is what it is.
Right.
So you're saying when those two have the ball in their hands, defense is going to slack off and give them the open jumper?
What? They're going to leave below the free throw line. They don't run a high school defense. Box them one. Final and two. These jumpers can't shoot, man. What are we guarding them for? If you're in the NBA and you can't shoot right now.
Yeah.
That's why LeBron left Cleveland.
Yeah. So true.
You got Tristan Thompson on the team. You can't do nothing but get a rebound and get in the way. All them bombs over there can't. None of them shoot. George Hill, Brick.
Let's talk about the Milwaukee.
Who else is over there?
Let's talk
Clarkson, about Clarkson, Brick.
Yep. Let's talk about the Milwaukee Bucks, who I think is probably the third best team in the East. Do you guys think Giannis will continue his All Star ascent? The Greek Freak.
Where you talking about Milwaukee?
Yeah, I think they're the third best team in the East. You guys think Giannis continues to make that All Star descent or ascent?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's gonna be as soon as he develops a jump shot too, because he can't shoot it. but you know, he can get to the rim in two steps, and he's there. So that eliminates his shooting. But if he does develop a jump shot, maybe 8-10 foot out, maybe, I think he'll be he's going to be special. He's going to be an all-star. He's going to pretty much lead that team. I think the only person that gives them any problems in the East now is our guys from the 76ers, Embiid. I think them two will probably go at it pretty good, but he's going to be unstoppable.
One thing that I thought, too, that was interesting about the Bucks, they got probably the best player with the best mid-range game in the league, and Chris Middleton. He's going back in the starting five. They got Brook Lopez, say whatever you want. Bergeron had a productive year. It was a tough year, but it was a productive year. Eric Bledsoe comes through. I think that's the third best team in the East. And I don't know, man. The only reason that I question the Bucks doing anything, I don't know about their heart.
To the Bucks?
Yeah, I don't know about their heart, because when he went in there against, when they had a chance to beat LeBron's Cleveland team, it's like they shut down.
It's almost like they fell apart, yeah.
Yeah.
And they tried to, well, it became one-dimensional. Giannis was going to do everything. Mm-hmm. That was just the period, you know, that's what it turned into.
Yep.
And one man couldn't beat, you know, LeBron and those Cavaliers, but that's what it turned into. Everybody put, you know, I want to say all their faith right in the Giannis. So maybe this year they'll learn to continue to work as a team and maybe finish as a team.
Yep.
And I think that'll help them out a lot. But I still say the 76ers is just really one star. They're less athletic than Boston. Boston is very athletic all the way through the roster. Al Horford, probably the oldest guy that can't do a lot, but from 1 to 10, man, they're athletic.
Yeah.
And they're young. But I see, like, Giannis and them are, like, missing one more piece.
Yeah.
And then the Sixers is just loaded, but not athletic.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we'll see. It's a lot going on, because we still got to remember the Cavs are going to be there, too.
Yeah.
They're gonna be a
7-8. Tony C, talk to me about the Toronto Raptors. You think Kawhi Leonard can do something with Toronto, get them to the promised land?
Yeah, he ran his house. To turn the man free, you know who he is, bro. Man, I don't know why he even taking the funk like he wanna be up there. He said he got a team with Kyle Lowry, Mike little brother. Come on, man. When Kyle Lowry ever did anything when it counted.
Yeah.
You trust Kyle. I tell you what, when the playoffs roll around, you want to make a wager and put some on bet with Kyle Lowry? Any team Kyle Lowry on?
Oh, no.
You going to bet with him?
Oh, no. Not me. But the one thing that kind of interests me a little bit, Danny Green, he can sort of kind of, I don't know, because to me Danny Green has a little bit of toughness to him, a little bit, not much, a little bit. He can still be an impact defender at 6'6". Serge Ibaka.
He can pick up slack for Kyle Lowry and Serge Ibaka too.
Yeah, he can pick up some of that slack. And Valanciunas.
So basically, you saying as long as they don't play LeBron, they'd be all right.
They'd be all right as long as they don't play LeBron, though. As long as they don't play the Lakers.
LeBron, yeah.
They'd be all right. But they also.
Yeah, my control. LeBron used to ride around the Eastern Conference on the beach cruise. He's going.
I think that another thing. Got
mind control over.
Yeah, man. What it was, man. Valanciunas, hopefully he'll come back. He averaged 12 points. He almost had a double-double last year at 12-8. Serge Ibaka, 12-6. Kawhi Leonard's coming. Looks like he's healthy, too. So we'll see what he can get done over there. Danny Green. He can still, like, yeah, that's the thing, man. I don't know. He's undersized. Is he even 6 foot?
All them bricks he used to toss up against Cleveland, and you think they're going to change. Okay.
Is Kyle Lowry even 6 foot? I don't think he's even 6 foot.
It ain't got nothing to do with his size. He just, When he play against the competition, it's brick, 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 brick.
Now hold up now, Tony C. They did sign CJ Miles.
CJ Miles is back with them.
CJ Miles is a Raptor.
He just hopping from Raptors to the Pacers back to the Raptors, huh?
Oh,
okay.
Oh, man. So that'll be interesting to see, interesting development. There's really nobody else I'm looking at here that could be a matchup. Chicago's rebuilding. Cleveland's probably looking at an eighth seed, you would say, Gene? The Cavaliers looking at an eighth seed?
Magic gonna have a better record than Cleveland.
Ooh. Who have a better record than Cleveland?
The Magic.
Ooh.
The Magic. Well, yeah. You know what? I liked the Magic last year. I liked it a couple things about them, but they never really. They showed me they'll fight, they'll play, and they'll compete. Cleveland will be 45. They'll win 45 games. Just seeing them in the preseason, and once they get
45 last year, didn't we?
No, we won.
No, they won 50. Y'all won 50. Wow. So, yeah. So you mean to tell me LeBron is only worth 5 wins in the East?
I think what we're going to see is a more ball movement game versus a stagnant game.
Is Josh Smith still on that team?
Well, you got to remember, a lot of those guys last year really couldn't play their game because of LeBron. If you look at Jordan Clarkson when he came from the Lakers, which he's not that good to me, but he played a lot better in L.A. than he did in Cleveland because he couldn't find his place in that roster or on that floor. LeBron stagnated that offense. If you see him in the preseason, they move the ball pretty good, and they're not relatively an old team. LeBron leaving that team actually made them.
Did they sign Isaiah Thomas? They need some
help. Man, Isaiah Thomas, they've been out of. Isaiah Thomas ain't even with the Lakers. When LeBron got down there, he had to go. When he was in Cleveland, he had to go. So I think he's with Denver. Is it Denver?
Yeah, it's Denver.
Or Phoenix?
It's Denver.
Yeah, so he's down in Denver right now, which we don't even need to talk about him. He's irrelevant at this point.
Trying to help y'all.
No, he can't help us do nothing.
I say he tried to.
I don't think he did. To be honest with you, he's not healthy enough. He never recovered from that injury well. He lost his explosion. He lost his ability after his explosion to get to the rim and create separation. Isaiah in Boston, he'd take you off the dribble, man. He's going to get there. So he's no good no more. If you see when he went down to the Lakers, he settled for more jump shots because he knew he lost that explosion. So this guy knows he's probably one dribble and one turnover away from going to the D League.
So I have a question for you, Gene. Who you who you starting at the two? You starting Hood or you starting J.R. Smith?
In this case I go Hood. I like that better because of the lineup that's there. I think JR is in the last year of his contract. He's just hanging around for money purposes.
He's stealing money. He ain't hanging around. He need to come to work every day to the arena with a ski mask on. He's stealing money.
One thing I hope he did in the off season was worked on his 2-minute game at the end.
That ain't gonna happen no more.
Cause you know why? Cause he won't catch the ball. You can guarantee
Y'all ain't never going back to the finals ever again in our lifetime, probably.
Right now,
kids ain't even been born, ain't yet. That's gonna see Cleveland go to the finals.
I agree with you. It's going to be quite a while. It'll be quite a while. Yeah, it'll be quite a while. We won't get there. I mean, you know, when you lose a prime time guy like LeBron, because Tony C, hold on, Tony C, now you like the Lakers, right?
Look, what you're not going to try to do is back me in the corner.
I don't care
how much I like the Lakers. I'm a realist, though. I know the Lakers ain't going to beat Golden State. So,
I just need you to answer that question. You are a Lakers fan, right?
I'm a Lakers fan, but I'm a realist before I'm anything else. I ain't going to be out here. I ain't gonna come over here and be like, yeah, the Lakers got a chance against Golden State.
I'm proud of that because you know why? Because it's evident when you got that Boogie Cousin sitting over there, and you got when I seen them.
Good man, Boogie Cousin. They didn't need him.
They need to find somebody to guard KD because the Lakers they put Ingram on him, and that's not a good move. He schooled that kid, but Ingram is special, and him and LeBron are gonna be special together. And I'm gonna tell you who's gonna surprise you. But listen, I'm gonna tell you who's gonna surprise you on that Laker team.
Oh my goodness!
And that's it. And you know who I'm gonna say?
Who?
You know who I'm gonna say?
Who?
You know who I'm gonna say? Will?
Oh
it's,
Lord!
Is Zoe.
Oh Lord!
He is going.
Hold on.
That guy put on. Did you see how much his muscle mass he put on?
He looked to be around 220 now. 210, 220.
Yeah. Oh, he done thickened up. Listen, and he got LeBron in his ear. He's gonna be different.
But we just talked about it in the East, though. He can't shoot.
Well, if you watch that game, he changed his shot mechanics a little bit. He must have looped it out a little bit before, but now he's kind of bringing that elbow in. He's changing it. He shot an air ball in the very first game in that next to last preseason game. First thing he hit the floor, but that was getting his legs up under him, but then he knocked one down. But I don't know if he's primarily going to need to shoot the ball. I think he's going to look to pass. This guy, the kid still can pass.
Yeah.
So you think they're going to beat the Warriors?
Do I think they're going to beat the Warriors?
You repeat the question, goddamn it. You heard me. You heard what I asked you. That means no. When the world repeat that question, that means no.
Oh, my goodness.
What time you came in the house? What time I came in the house?
I tell you what, next year when they get Anthony Davis, then you ask that question again.
Let me say this.
Oh,
you know,
and
put this out. Because I'm a Laker fan, but I'm not a Laker apologist.
Right.
Okay. If Golden State. Hear me when I say this. If that squad decides to stay together with Draymond, Klay, KD, and Steph Curry, LeBron can go. He better go get Anthony Davis, him, and about two more other monsters that he thinks he can play with. Because look here, man. Ain't nobody beating them boys 4 out of 7. That's going to be the thing. Now,
that's
they score in the playoffs to be like, all right, you only got to win 3 games in the finals. Then, okay, maybe somebody will get them. But to beat them 4 in their prime? No, dog.
That's tough, man.
It ain't happening.
I'll tell you what. Tough. Do you think, because they're in the West now, so I didn't look at the schedule. So they probably more likely got Lakers probably got Golden State probably, what, 3 times or 4?
4.
It'd be four times.
I think the Lakers can get them one time in L.A. And I think that'll be the first time they play them with all the hype and all the, you know, with this LeBron. And, you know, they did put a mural up of him again in the city of
LA. They might get him, like you said, if they get him that first time they play, it don't matter where it's at, if it's in L.A., I think they play on Christmas Day for the first time. So if they get that game, they may, you know, put a shot across their bow, like, okay, we see you. But if they don't get that one, the Warriors ain't going to take them serious.
And
if you notice, the last 2 years, Golden State regular season wins, they go down. They don't take the regular season serious, man.
Yeah.
They're like the Shaq and Kobe Lakers.
Yeah.
Who give a damn where you play?
Yeah, you're right. And if they get one, it's going to have to be before they think Boogie Cousins is going to be back. But those guys are so sneaky, and they keep hollering, what, February for him to come back or whatever. I think those guys are working on something sooner than that, just to be funny. Because they're just doing this right now. They're just doing everything just to be funny. Like, well, we're going to get Boogie Cousins. We'll really kill people.
He could be that X factor. He could be that X factor, because if you have Cousins, you can make a case for Durant at the 3, Draymond at the 4, Boogie Cousins at the 5.
Yeah, because I don't know. I think because he was playing in the Pelicans, they had Anthony Davis at the 5, right?
I think so. Yeah.
And then they had Boogie at the 4.
Mm-hmm.
So either or, I mean, I know Draymond's having some knee issues. Even putting him at the 4 ain't really a bad idea, because, man, your lineup is, like, huge.
Yeah.
I mean, and you got Clay at the 2, and then you got Steph at the 1. Mm-hmm. That's your only, man, oh, my God,
huge. Couple of
man, they're going to have to call. They're going to have to call in the Secret Service. That is the National Defense Secretary, somebody. Because that's
and, something. And you know who to thank for all that?
Who is that?
Your boy.
Not LeBron.
If he can save his ass in Cleveland, when none of these people are moving around like this. Hold on, let me send him a thought. The moment he decided to team up with D-Wade, everybody else, niggas looked around, people looked around like, oh, well.
No. You know when the super teams happened?
No, Ray Allen went to Boston.
That started it
all. Ray Allen was traded.
Ray Allen was in Miami.
He
was traded. That was the technical big 3, besides if you go back to that one Lakers squad where they had, what was it?
Carl Malone.
Carl Malone.
But they weren't in their prime, though.
Yeah.
They going to tell
it don't matter. It don't matter. You had Kobe Bryant. What you mean? If you put LeBron with that team,
but y'all LeBron apologists. Y'all gonna accept the fact that he created this monster, and now he's crying. Now y'all mad about it. If he would have stayed in Cleveland, just took
me.
Let me finish my thought.
Then you got to find a way to get along and get on the right track.
Oh no!
On your team, and we have to talk about that.
We ain't got to talk about it, because I know they're gonna get the baby beat off and they're gonna meet the road, so it don't even matter.
and it's different
if I'm sitting out there saying, "Well, yeah, the Lakers gonna win the title."
Let me interject here for 1 second.
I got my five. I'm straight.
Because you brought up a good point on super. You brought up a good point on super teams. Why we letting Rondo off the hook?
What do you mean? Rondo's the smartest.
Rondo is the smartest guard
they got on that team.
But how the hell you gonna go from being a Celtic to a Laker and trying to win?
Because he's a journeyman.
Nah, you can't let that man off the hook.
And the Celtics didn't want him though.
You can't let that man off the hook.
They did him dirty. The Celtics did him dirty. What you mean?
Celtics did him dirty. They didn't want him there. They said this guy's a cancer in the locker room. He treats the young guys bad. Get him out of here. If he's down there in L.A. If he's down there in L.A. Yep, they ran in my town. He's down there in L.A. They got San Quentin.
The rest of the teams in the East that are worth considering, at least considering, I'm not going to say they're doing anything, at least considering.
Nobody.
You still got, pretty much. But you got to look at the Heat. You got to look at the Wizards, the Pacers with another year under their belt, and the Detroit Pistons. Man, I don't know about the Pistons, boy.
I want to get back to this LeBron thing. Hold on. Because, let me tell you, if he stayed in Cleveland and just took them L's like Karl Malone did for that long period of time before he left to go to the Lakers, he would have had more respect for him. But when he tried to go chase them rings and then didn't even do it right. You chasing rings and still catching L's. Like, bro, if you don't do it, at least KD did it right. KD was like, yo, screw all that. I'm finna chase these rings. I'm finna go real with these people I know. If LeBron would have went to the Spurs instead of the Heat, now that was the power move.
Yeah.
But he went from Cleveland to Miami. And now he may only get, what, 3 rings? And slowly but surely, people don't want to acknowledge this, though. But I see it all the time.
But Tony, do you think in the 4 years that he signed, because he's only signed the 3, he's got that fourth year is not a guarantee. But do you think in his time there, can they win a championship?
I'm gonna say it one more time. I'm gonna speak clear as I can. I don't give a damn what they do.
Oh my goodness.
If Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and Steph Curry are all on one team, bro. Nobody else winning the title.
I'm not gonna cut you off, Tracy, but Will, I'm starting to question his loyalty to his team.
I think when LeBron got there, he's
a Laker fan, but when LeBron got there, he felt like it's not his team anymore, you know?
But I'm with Tony C, though, in the fact that you have to be a realist. Look, I'm a Chicago Bulls fan, and I realize we suck. We ain't winning nothing no time soon.
Thank you.
So, you know, I realize that, and I get that. And I know a lot of people want to jump on this Lakers bandwagon. My good friend RB
got the losing the brands in their head.
My good friend RB.
I mean, they get to the Western Conference Finals against the Warriors.
That's a win.
You can take it. I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
But my thing,
beating them, now, if they get in the series and Steph twists an ankle or KD twists an ankle or something like that,
issue.
Then they may have a shot, man.
Yeah.
But healthy? No.
And plus,
you know that. You know better than that.
And plus, my thing with the Lakers, you got so many other teams that are better than you. The Rockets right now.
Hold on. I can't. Now, this is why I got to put off my Lake Show hat. It's only 2 teams better than them, probably, once they get it rolling.
Mm.
And that's Houston. And Golden State.
I'm about to say Rockets, yeah. I was going to say the Rockets are better than you right
now.
Yeah,
them two.
Yeah.
And that's debatable because they got Fat Melo on their team.
So we got to see how they integrate Melo. That's going to be interesting, how they integrate him into the team. Because right now you got 2 primarily ball handlers on that squad that like to shoot with Harden and Melo. So that's going to be kind of interesting to see.
But Dean, that's the kind of fan I am. But I'm not unrealistic by my squad, by my Cowboys, by my Sooners, by my Lakers. I'm a realist. If you go into a game, I tell you, if you go, I can tell you, better team better.
You've been beaten around this bush. This whole conversation about the West and the Lakers, and you put so much emphasis on Golden State. If they don't do this, then Golden State. I honestly think that this team can't be beat once or twice. They'll go to the finals. I just don't see they just have way too much. But Tony C, you got to give your Lakers a little bit more credit. I don't think you believe in Rondo. I don't think you believe in Stevenson. I don't think you can believe this could work. If you watch the game,
yeah, to win a title, season,
huh?
Draymond didn't play. Don't forget about that. Now it was only 3 out of 4 of them. Now don't sweep that right under the rug.
Right, I get that. But I think this team, if I watch how they play in that first half when they had LeBron in there, and then he didn't play the second half. The first half, he played the five. And he had 2 shooters on the floor with him at all times.
So you're going small ball.
Exactly.
Okay.
So exactly. Small ball. And I like that, Will. I liked it that, Will, for LeBron, because now what it allowed Rondo to do, because for real, to be honest with you, Tony C., I didn't think Rondo was as smart as he is. His IQ is pretty high. I watched it. But it makes a lot of sense. It makes a ton of sense, because if you take JaVale McGee off the floor, what do you really have at the five?
Man, let me tell you something about y'all LeBron people. Y'all think if he's on the court with 4 other bombs, y'all could beat anybody. They could beat the 96 Bulls, LeBron, and 4 people off the street. Bruh.
Let me ask you a real question. I tried to just make us, we have to get along.
No, we don't. Because I'm never going to agree that LeBron and 4 bombs could beat anybody no more. Now I would say Kobe and 4 bombs could beat anybody, or Jordan and 4 bombs could beat anybody.
That's true.
It takes a team, brother.
That's true. Now
you might got something there with that one.
Because if you look at them early Bulls teams, boy, 86, 87, 88, pure trash outside of Jordan.
But this is my thing. Y'all LeBron apologists think really that LeBron and 4 bombs could beat somebody. And then when they get beat by the team, y'all be like, well, he only had 4 bombs. Well, what you mean? You said if he had 4 bombs, they win. But then they get smoked. He only had 4 bombs.
Look.
Prime example. That team in 07. Let me say this. That team that he took to the finals in 07, when they beat the Pistons, it was like, oh, yeah, we beat the Pistons. We did what we supposed to do. We told you we were going to beat them with Spurs smoking them. Well, he did have Mo Williams, Daniel. Well, which one is it?
But hold on.
Which one is it?
Well, Tony, but you remember in that series, I think 2 games out of that series, LeBron played them by himself.
Well, you remember too. It reminds me of.
But that's the same LeBron that scored 25 points and whatever he did in the Pistons.
Yeah.
So you can't have it both ways now.
Yeah, that's true. That's my whole argument with him.
I give you that. I get that, and I give you that. But at the end of the day, you have to admit, just like Will admitted about his Chicago Bulls. He knows he has nothing. Their guard that possibly could have been really good, he went to Cleveland.
Yep.
Okay, he's playing on that squad.
Make me sick, man.
But you have to admit that he changed the dynamics in Lakerland. It becomes showtime again.
Hold up now. Hold up now. No.
Because we're going to be the Lakers before LeBron, and when he leaves, the Lakers still going to be us.
You can't say showtime. Jordan, hey, look, LeBron ain't magic.
But this is my
LeBron
thing.
Ain't magic.
Okay.
But that's what they compare him to. At least I compare LeBron to.
You should, because he ain't magic. No Jordan. But anyway, he ain't no killer.
No.
That's why you get to the finals and get abused.
Yeah.
But
you know what, Tony C? Tony C, this is, I'm guaranteed. You wait till he play in L.A. I think the killer comes in L.A.
Why would it come in L.A. and it wouldn't come with the Cavs?
Because
it was so much going on, so much going on around him. He's so much happier down there in Lakerland. He knows that he doesn't have to, you know, carry so much weight for this team or this franchise. He knows he's going in. He's just a piece. He's a piece of what's about to happen.
So basically, you say he's happy because he don't have to carry no bombs.
Yeah, he got to carry a couple, but you know he got to carry the coach. You know, that's the first
one. Less bombs. Hold on, wait a minute. Now what you ain't gonna do is talk about the man Luke Walton that got the same amount of rings as LeBron.
But here's the deal. See, Will. Me and Tony, we have got to get along.
Y'all got to get along, man.
No, he don't believe in LeBron.
Will, he don't believe in LeBron yet. He will not stick up for LeBron. I'm going straight to LeBron. He was like, hold up. He brought out his arsenal. He wants to. We have to be able to get along.
Look, man, all I'm saying, man, them rundown blocks he get don't mean he a killer.
I ain't going to never cape for LeBron because you know why? You know why?
He's happy in L.A. That'll help him.
You know, I ain't going to never cape for him because of the simple fact that y'all used to disrespect the Mamba and compare him, say the Mamba he was better. And I'm never going to forget about that.
That's true.
Even though what I'm not doing as a fan of LeBron, I am not disrespecting the Black Mamba. Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Kurt Rambis.
You can't.
I can't. And he has to, but he has to show now. He's there.
I could disrespect LeBron. I could disrespect LeBron because he has been disrespected on numerous occasions by people like.
You can't disrespect LeBron.
Celtics,
you have to accept that he's a Laker.
Been disrespecting him. Kevin Durant showed disrespecting them, ran him up out of Cleveland. Get up out of here. I'm gone.
Well, you can't do that because guess why? He spent too much time in the finals to be even talking about those guys.
Hold on, wait a minute. Excuse me. Last two times he ran up on Kevin Durant. Wow.
Well, the one time he didn't run up on him. You remember this year he didn't run up on him. Remember he ran off and wanted to guard somebody else.
And that's even worse.
That's even worse.
That's like a cornerback going to receiver and then the defense coordinator and say, no, we're going to move you to safety.
The Chiefs said, you know what? I got to let these Indians get some of this works.
So let me ask you this. Who had it worse, guys, as far as carrying scrubs? LeBron or AI? Who had it worse?
LeBron.
Of course he's going to say LeBron.
I don't know, because AI had to carry Eric Snow.
Do you remember who plays for Golden State right now, Will? Who was on that team with AI?
No, he's talking about Cleveland. He's talking about LeBron driving Cleveland.
I know, Tony. But what I'm saying is he asked who had the worst supporting cast, either AI or LeBron.
When LeBron was Izzy Dowell
on that team. You had Larry Hughes.
No,
he
wasn't.
Eric Snow.
No, he wasn't.
Eric Snow trash.
Iguodala wasn't even in the league yet. See, you trying to see that with y'all LeBron people. Y'all worse than Trump supporters. Y'all become with alternative facts and everything.
Okay.
Man. You didn't put $1 on that team.
Let's go Eric Snow, right?
Mo Williams better than him.
Larry Hughes was not on that team. Guess who else played with him? Larry Hughes played on the Sixers, and Larry Hughes played with LeBron.
No, he was not on the 0-1 Sixers. He's talking about the team that he took to the finals, that 0-1 team.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to run down the Sixers. Yes. Because LeBron only took one team to the finals in Cleveland before he left.
Hold on. He took what?
he only took one team to the finals in Cleveland before he left.
Do you know how many times that roster changed in the last 3 years that he was there?
We talking about that team. A.I. only went to the finals one time.
Right.
So you can only compare it to one time.
To that one year. And that one year.
We talking about dragging people to the finals.
Yeah,
that's what we talking about.
I mean, go back. I mean, look at this. There we go.
No, that wasn't. But Tony, see, that wasn't really Will's question.
My question was who carried the word scrubs? The AI team back in 01 or the 07 Cavaliers team?
There you go.
And that was dude. That had to be AI. Dude, you had Roger Bell. You had Rodney Buford. Yep, you had Rodney Buford at the time. You had Osari Matt Gaga. You had Tyrone Hill. You had Jermaine Jones.
Clacton.
You had an old out of the way Tony Kukoc. You had George
Kevin Ollie.
Yeah, you had Kevin Ollie. You had Theo Ratliff. You had Eric Snow. Nazem Muhammad.
Ratliff wasn't even on that team.
That's right. He wasn't there.
McCullough was on that team.
He was on that team.
Yeah, Todd McCullough was on that team.
You had a goalie.
Well, no, but you missing a young guy. You missing Dikembe Mutombo.
You also had a coked out Vernon Maxwell on that team. You had Eric McKee on that team. You had Rashawn McCloud on that team. Man, this roster.
Bums.
Straight bums. Okay, then you look at 07. You had Larry Hughes on that team.
Wait, what was 07 Cleveland?
Mm-hmm.
You had Larry Hughes on that team. Are we talking about the team that went to the finals?
Yeah.
Donyell Marshall. Don't get me started.
But
I think Eric Snow was on that team too.
He was. You had Shannon Brown. You had Gibson. You had Drew Gooden. Larry Hughes. You had Agoskis. You had Damon Jones. You had Dwayne Jones. Donyell Marshall. Ira Newby.
That's already a better team.
You had Sasha Pletrovic. You had Scott Pollard.
Pavlovich. Y'all paid him all that money. He stole money from y'all.
He stole more money than Joe Johnson. Eric Snow.
No, I don't know about that, Joe.
Yeah. Joe done stole some money, boy.
Yes.
You had Varish.
I will, Rob.
You had Varish. Yeah, you had Varish. That team.
To be honest with you,
and David Wesley.
And then, here's the deal. That team with and Damon Jones, Sasha Pavlovic, Joe Smith, Eric Snow, Wally Zerbiak, Varejao, Ben Wallace was on that team. Delonte West was on that team. When you look at hindsight, you know, we're talking about a 4-year veteran in LeBron. So, a young LeBron with those guys is different than AI with those guys he was with. You know what I mean?
Lord Jesus.
When we're talking age.
Oh, my goodness.
No, they're around about the same age because AI had been in the league for 4 years.
That team with LeBron probably was weaker than that 0-1 Sixers. I just got to be honest.
I don't think so. Eric Snow, Daniel Gibson.
Come on.
Dude, Eric Snow is terrible.
Wally Zerbiak?
On both teams,
he was terrible.
Ben Wallace was trash.
Ben Wallace wasn't on that 07 team. He was on the Pistons.
It was 07-08.
07-08
too,
but we're talking about 06-07. The team that lost to the Spurs in the finals.
Yeah, that team.
I hear you back there, Will, co-signing.
But
because you tell the truth.
I just think AI drugged them boys, man. He drugged. That okay. wasn't a very good team.
Okay, now that 06, that 06, 07 team, you still had Daniel Gibson. You got Shannon Brown, Drew Gooden, Nogauskas, Damon Jones.
Already better.
Daniel
already
Marshall, Ira Noble.
Already better.
Come on, Scott.
Already better. And then you had Nogauskas, too.
Yeah, but Nogauskas, the greatest. Yeah, but you look at, they had Dikembe Mutombo there. So that matches up.
No,
what I'm saying is that team Cleveland. I think it's even. I don't think Cleveland was no more good than them, and I don't think Al Iverson's team was better than Cleveland.
Man, that's that.
And the crazy part about it is they had Eric Snow on that 2006-17 for Cleveland, and they had him up, and they had him there with AI.
He was terrible both places.
Yeah.
I don't know who worse you or Sammy Saul. Boy, y'all just can't do no
Eric Snow was
bro.
Terrible. I he was terrible. I don't know.
I know if Sammy Sharp ever gets sick on that show, they need to call you. You'll feel right on in perfect for him.
Fit right in there, perfect.
Yeah, we got Gene Sharp right here. What? Big LeBron homo.
No,
y'all about
no.
running neck and neck.
I tell you another place, Tony C, when this season starts,
are we going to be able to find a way to like some things about the Lakers?
No, it's all good. I ain't got no hard feelings against them. They gonna win some games.
Yeah.
Hopefully they beat Portland to start the season. I really don't want to see them start off 0-1, but.
Does anybody see, you know, to get back to the preview, does anybody see a sleeper in the West? Does anybody see a sleeper?
There's always a sleeper, and that's Utah. Utah's
OKC
always a sleeper.
Might be.
Yeah.
Huh?
I think OKC might be.
Yeah.
I think Phoenix, too. You got to watch for Phoenix. I think Phoenix is going to do some things.
Devin Booker ain't no joke, boy. Devin Booker ain't no joke. Don't mess with Devin Booker. He ain't no joke. I like Devin Booker. Utah might be that sleeper. You think they might get everything hashed out in Minnesota for them to continue?
Hell no.
I don't think so either.
It's two people I got mad respect for in sports right now. Jimmy Butler and Le'Veon Bell. You telling both of them, go to hell. I ain't coming up in hell. I give a damn about what y'all talking about.
So you ain't got no problem.
And I respect that.
So you ain't got no problem with Jimmy Butler sleeping with Carl Anthony Towns' girl.
Oh, he smashes. I mean, hey, a hoe gonna be a hoe. There's a song about that back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
What is the best opening? Like the season starts tomorrow. We got two games, Boston and Philly. So what game would be the best probably game to watch? That one right there, Boston and Philly. As far as the week, let's go all the way to, let's say, Saturday. Mm. There's a lot of good games. Cleveland at Minnesota.
No.
Lord Jesus. That'd be a better NFL game than it is a basketball game.
So I'd rather
watch the Vikings than the Browns.
Tony, when do our Lakers come up?
See, you got jokes.
Why you gotta say our Lakers?
They come on. They kick off Wednesday. They got to go to Portland Wednesday.
Why you say our?
Yeah, we got to play Wednesday.
Why you say our Lakers? Dude, why you say? Why you say our Lakers? I'm with you with the Raiders. I got you there. Why you got them talking about our Lakers?
He did sell there in Cleveland with that wine and gold. That's his team. Follow, that's bro. You don't got to follow, bro.
I'm shocked he ain't saying.
Well, I gotta watch Brian, but I am Cleveland.
I'm shocked you ain't say the Patriots was your team. Your guy Josh Gordon over there.
Hey, I love Josh Gordon, man. I think that guy. If what happened last night with him?
Nothing.
He caught a touchdown.
He got that touchdown, and that was it.
Nothing. He was getting defended.
Yeah.
Yeah, he couldn't get over to save his life last night. But that, once again, you know, another Quelo, you know, and
let me ask you guys this. Let me ask you guys this. What about the Spurs? Are we sleeping on the San Antonio Spurs?
I never get a Spurs credit like ever in life. They just about as on the same level as, you know, LeBron, but I got a little bit more respect for them because we used to beat them.
I'm shocked Popovich ain't shut it down. I'm shocked.
I mean,
you know,
he ain't got nothing better else to do, man. This is it for him. You know, he got his 5 titles.
Hey, Tony C, Will, I got to get going here, man. I got to get up in the morning.
Yeah, we about to close up shop, man. We about to close up shop. Thank you, man.
Awesome, man. You read off them fantasy scores, too, because, you know.
Oh, my goodness, dude. I made a mistake.
But you know what? That one we're all on is 18 was stretching it. It makes it competitive, but it makes it low, very low scoring. Maybe next year we'll get it down to maybe like 12 guys.
Yeah, I made it too big, and that's my fault. I was so gung-ho about having a big league, and it was my fault.
But we'll be all right. But I got to go, guys, and I'll see you guys. I'll talk to you, Will, probably next week.
Okay.
And Tony C, Thursday.
Hey, man.
Tony C, let's root for it. You root for the Lakers, I'm going to root for LeBron.
Man, you in the way with that, bro. Going on with that, man. Go read for Colin Sexton and J.R. Smith.
I got to do that too, but I got to come to L.A. for a second.
The wine and gold knucklehead crew.
Real quick, Gene.
That's what they are.
All right.
Thank you, Gene. All right,
see you guys later, man. All
right, man.
All right, dude.
Yep, talk to you later.
Real quick, guys, as we shut down shop for the night, Tony C, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it as always, my brother.
Welcome, man.
We are about to shut down here. Tomorrow night, Rant EM comes back. We got The Shining Wizards, episode 394, hitting you tomorrow at 7 p.m., followed by The Rant with Tony C and AA, episode 568, coming your way tomorrow at 9 p.m., and then Friday.
We're going to be on at 10.
We'll be on at 10. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, the mall is smack now 1,000. So
that's right. So you're coming on at 10. We're
coming in an hour later.
Okay. Coming in like at 10 p.m. Like a post show. So write that down in your notes. The Rant will be tomorrow at 10 p.m. And then on Friday, we got Turnbuckle Throwbacks episode 282 with Fair Ray and Choppy. And then Monday at 11:15 p.m. Eastern, right after Monday Night Raw, Monday Night Football. It's yours truly, William D. Morgan, right here on the Sports Report. Tony C, you got anything else you got going on, man, you want to talk about?
Before we get up out of here, I just want to say to a lot of these coaches in the NFL, man, better get you a Big 12 quarterback if you want to keep your job. See Pat Mahomes and Mayfield, and
yep.
You see a Big 12 quarterback, because now everybody's stealing stuff from the Big 12, man. So I just want to say that's my final thought.
And I think it's interesting, too, that those quarterbacks, you're seeing more college concepts brought into the NFL. So by seeing that happen, you're seeing these college football players actually have a shot as rookies to produce in the NFL. And Andy Reid's been doing it for years, and now Baker Mayfield's had his shot to do it. So you got a point on that. Yeah, a very good point. All right. If there,
well, the thing about it, the thing I just want to say is, mm-hmm. offense in the NFL was so repetitive for Lord, the last about 20, 25, almost 30 years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, eventually they had to change with the times.
Right.
You know, they really didn't want to embrace Steve Spurrier back in the day. But, you know, now, look, it's almost worse than what he was trying to do.
Yep. It is.
I hope they get it together, man. I appreciate you having me on, man. And I'm glad to be back on the sports report, man. Try to come around more often.
Thank you, my
friend. Feeling a little better.
Thank you, my friend. I'm glad your health is getting better. That's the most important thing. And you are more than free to call in at any time. At any time.
Appreciate it, my dude.
All right, that's going to do it for me. I'll see you guys again Monday, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, right here on Rant & Radio. Everyone, please take care.